Hi, Gogs.
Hey, buddy.
What are you doing?
I've been sitting here being a dummy. How are you?
Wow.
Dynamic range.
Dynamic range.
Everyone, good evening. It's been a while since I've been around. I'm glad to be back. I was on hiatus working on the latest of many superhero movies. I will be playing Fing Fang Foom in the upcoming movie, Fing Fang Foom.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that.
No CGI, all practical.
Wow.
What's
practical
it about?
It's about Fing Fang Foom.
Fing What's Fang that? Foom, Vinny, is a mystical dragon who fought the Iron Man.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, it can be somebody's going to see it.
Are you playing Fing Fang Foom? Is that what you said?
Did you not listen to what I was saying?
I was mesmerized by
it. It was very brief. It was simply, I'm playing Fing Fang Foom.
Exactly.
I was really mesmerized by the idea of a Fing Fang Foom film. Try to say that three times.
Fing Fang Foom film. Fing Fang Foom film. Fing Fang Foom film.
Well done.
Is that fast enough?
That was quite fast. Thanks, Christopher. Thank you for stopping by.
Everyone check it out. It's a rom-com.
Yeah. Who else is attached to star in the picture? Is there a romantic
Nick
interest
Cage?
In the movie? Or?
No Nick Cage. He'll be filming... Well, I guess he won't be filming Kick-Ass 2 since he's dead. Spoiler alert.
What? Wait. He died in real life?
No.
Oh.
Well, maybe. I mean, I'm not sure. But he died in Kick-Ass, which was great, by the way.
Very good.
I was supposed to play the black guy.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Did Robert Downey Jr. get it?
They gave it to that guy that kind of looked like the RZA, but wasn't the RZA.
I thought he looked like LeVar Arrington.
That's just racist.
Ditka.
Is that what you said?
No.
Fast.
So, who would be the romantic love interest in the Fing Fang Foom film?
Fing Fang Foom film.
Sorry. The Fing Fang Foom film.
I mean, just work on your enunciation
and
your cadence.
I know.
It'd probably be...
A radio host.
Well, we're trying out some young talent. Dakota Fanning.
And Fan Foom.
That broad from Zombieland.
What's her name? I like her.
Abigail Breslin.
Oh, the young one. I thought you were talking about...
No, it's dark. It's a dark,
the
dark
one from
movie.
Superbad.
Yes.
What's her name? I can't remember her
the
name.
The lips.
Emma Stone. That's her name.
Jewels.
So are they going to play any comic book characters, or are you not revealing that yet?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I mean, Woody Allen's penning the script.
Whoa.
It's going to be
Fing
strange.
Fing Fang Foom film.
Fing Fang Foom film.
Right. written by Woody Allen?
Correct.
Wow.
Who's going to work with him?
Who's attached to direct?
Me.
What?
That's
I know.
Time.
First time.
Jesus Christ! This sounds like the most amazing movie ever.
I've been working. I'll be doing it in camera, which will be strange.
Right. Well,
out of nowhere, the dragon will just yell, "Cut! That's a wrap. Get lunch."
Oh wow! So you're going to direct it while in the Fing Fang Foom?
Well, who else is going to play? Who else will direct the scenes?
Wow!
The Fing Fang Foom.
Wow! Film.
In the film.
we'll all be looking forward to that. At least you are going the practical route. I wish the Green Lantern film would follow.
September 2012, be there, be square.
Yeah. It's going to be a bad year.
It's going to be a rough one.
Lions were right.
If the proverbial sword of Damocles is not over us, then come see my movie.
Oh, Christopher, you will bury us all.
That's the plan.
Fing Fang Foom Film.
Fing Fang Foom Film.
Hi, everybody. It's the Marvel Radio Show.
Woo! Woo! Spring break!
Bum, 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 how excited bum, are you, Gogs?
Very!
Yeah, Vinny. How about you? Got a massive beard.
That's right. That's how excited Gogs is.
And without any further ado, our most beloved segment, our hate segment. And I have... buttload of things to talk about.
Because I only have one.
I have nothing.
Would anybody mind if I went first?
Go for it.
Fuck it. I'm going to try to do these quickly.
Don't.
Because
savor them.
All right. On the way to 7-Eleven.
Boring.
Jesus Christ. Damn, tell a story.
Can I finish it? I wish you weren't a liar. I fucking saw this sticker that was a goddamn, it was a moose. Like, you gotta stop doing that.
You need to tell your goddamn story.
Do you understand how, like, when you have the Democrat and the Republican, like, the silhouette of the animal and it has the American flag in it?
Right.
Now that's not fair. You're gonna start touching me too.
Well,
anyway.
You paid for
this. Don't dress like that.
That is true. But whore, you guys know what I'm talking about. You have the silhouette of the elephant and the silhouette of the donkey, and that's like the Democrat and Republican.
Right, right.
I saw a sticker that said, "I'm voting for Palin in 2012," and it had a silhouette of a moose with the red, white, and blue in it. Now, first of all, how in the world can you be that strongly about voting for Sarah Palin and put a sticker on the back of your car? Why don't you just put a sticker on your car that says, "I have a severe learning disability"?
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Might as well say Newt Gingrich 2012.
I mean, like, I don't want to drag the show. I'm going to get a little political just because of my hates. They're two of them are very politically leaned. Well, three of them are. But, I mean, Sarah Palin is like a step above, like, my mom running for president.
She's a dummy.
My mom's not bright.
Your mom's brighter than Sarah Palin.
She is. She knows where
to not live in Alaska.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but the guy had a sticker that said, it's like, do you think, like, people get out of the car sometimes and, like, high-five and like, yeah, yes. You know?
If I saw him get out of the car, I would sincerely ask him, I was like, do you think she'll quit after the first year?
Ooh. And it was a guy driving the car.
He's just having Jack fantasy.
Don't you feel that, like, it would have been a woman that would have been, it would have been a woman's
women
car?
Women hate her.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, who likes her?
Idiots.
I don't understand.
People are like, oh, Constitution, diddle, diddle, diddle. Like, she's a dummy, but she quit her job. She was a governor.
Oh, I know.
She quit her job.
I know her story. Yeah, but
her daughter's a whore.
Her daughter. Let's not even talk about how much of a whore her daughter is. That doesn't even matter. But
no, it matters for someone. It matters for someone who runs.
I know.
Big family values game.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I wouldn't care about it. I'd be like, well, it's personal business. But if she wouldn't just traipse around the
good
old-fashioned family values, my daughter should have been getting anal. That way, this would have never happened. Well, butt babies in Alaska.
Well, not with that attitude. But, I mean, the thing is, she's just a dummy, and I don't know why, like, you know, she quit her job so she'd get the big payday.
That's right, how she quit. Clearly.
Yes.
And then she rallies against elitists.
What I don't understand is that, you know, I just don't understand getting behind her and, like, putting this, like, that sticker just blew my mind. And it's like,
I wanted to get behind her with, like, a sock full of pennies.
Everything about the sticker was retarded. I mean, it's a moose with a flag in it. Like, I don't know.
It should be a wolf. With a fucking arrow through its neck with her in a helicopter.
All right.
Which
is
awesome.
The only reason I would like
that's her. Pretty awesome.
If she would open up helicopter hunting for everything, including man, the most dangerous game.
You don't hunt a man.
The only thing I can ever think about, when I remember when I heard the story about her hunting wolves in a helicopter, I remember this
with a crossbow.
I remember this really shitty computer game that was like $4, and it was called 3D Shark Hunter. Nice. And the premise of that was that you were in a helicopter. It was like a first-person shooter.
Oh,
you're
that in a was shitty.
You were in a helicopter, and you shot sharks from the helicopter.
Now
that's the gun.
It sounds pretty fun.
It was really bad.
Just to fucking put Shyamalan twist on that for a sec. This is completely off message, but I gotta say this lest I forget. Has anyone seen the preview for the Oregon Trail, the movie?
Yeah.
What?
Do yourself a favor, YouTube it. It's hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
I'm almost sure it's a parody, but I mean, they didn't actually make a whole movie, did they?
I think it's a joke.
Okay, good. The joke's fucking amazing.
I thought it was a joke, but talking about funny trailers, I'm getting off topic, but whatever. Have you guys seen the Hindu Hulk movie that's coming out?
What?
It's called Hulkla.
Oh.
And it's like
how many arms does he have?
Dude, it's so fun. No, he's literally like the Hulk. He looks exactly like the Hulk.
But
and there's no butt. Like, I don't know how they're not getting sued.
What about Iron Man? What about Metal Man or whatever that one thing's called?
What was that?
There's one that's called like Steel Man or Metal Man. It's like no. It looks just like Iron Man.
I don't know.
But it's a little different. It's from like Russia or Czechoslovakia.
If you look up Hulk, it was on go to Film Drunk. It was like one of their top stories.
Keep going with your hates. We're staring at a computer.
Yeah, so another one of my hates, and again, I don't like to take the show in a political fashion, but fuck it. That's just my hates this week. There's an election coming up, local elections.
Woo!
Everybody knows about this. I want this election to be over. I'm so sick of these goddamn signs all over the place. Honestly.
I saw people posing in front of one they just put up.
Well, here's the thing. I see this fucking thing, like, there's, like, signs, and then there's fucking, like, lower taxes, and, like, more jobs. It's like, wow, what an original campaign idea. Like, and the thing is, like, do you really drive by a bunch of signs, and is that what you remember when you go into a booth? Or do you just vote for, like, the cool-sounding name or Republican Democrat? Do you really know any of these people in a local level? Gogs, do you, as a voter, you vote, do you know about any of these candidates that you see?
On the local level?
Yeah.
Like local level? Nothing.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm doing. I'm voting against every incumbent. That's just my new thing.
See, I mean, that's the
thing. Heretofore, I'm voting against
incumbents. But that's the thing, though. Like, what's the point with having 8,000...
Whoever's currently in.
The incumbent's the guy that's...
Oh, because you don't like what they did.
I don't care who it is. In 2012, I'm voting for whoever's not Obama.
You're cleaning house.
I'm voting against everyone. And then next time, whoever won last time, who's the guys I voted for, I'm voting him out.
Gogs is like the Seattle Mariners of voters, and four people that follow baseball got that joke. They cleaned house like yesterday. They fired their entire staff. They even fired like the training coaches and like
the mascot got pigs.
They fired like the fitness conditioner. Like they fired everybody.
Why?
Because the team sucks.
Yeah, start fresh.
But I mean, that never happens. Like they might fire a manager.
I love the idea.
They might fire like a manager. They might fire
if
like
we could do that to Congress.
You know, they fired like. Everybody.
That's what I'm doing. Everybody. I've been a lifelong Democrat. I finally got a president I voted for into office. Happy about that. Finally happened. Now I'm just from here to
Get
forth. Everybody out. You've been in. You do your shit. You're gone.
But my point is, my hate is, I'm really fucking sick of seeing all these goddamn people's names and signs. There's this guy that's running named Joe Befinder. I thought it was a website, Bar Finder. I thought it was like I thought it was like to find a good place to drink.
There's a guy named Morgots.
Dude, he sounds like an orc. There's a guy named Quark.
Deep Space Nine.
Q-U-R-I-K. Quark.
You know what? I'm gonna run one year. I'm gonna run just so I can have Gogs posted.
I guess my point, you know, and I was talking to some people at work about it, and that's a big mistake, because I was telling them how I think it's just, it's an eyesore. It's just driving around. It's ugly. It's like these big, ugly...
Well, didn't they? They had a law that they could only be so big.
But that's
and
true.
Then,
they're small.
And then somebody went...
They just blanket the entire block. And the thing is, like, I was talking to somebody at work about it, and they're like, well, it's important to stay active in the fucking local elections.
Punch.
Okay. So, punch. And I asked him, I'm like, okay, so tell me what Joe Barfinder... Tell me what his politics are.
Barfinder's a good
person. You know what I mean? Like... And of course he didn't know. Like, nobody, that's my point. Like, these signs are meaningless.
Yeah.
Like, nobody follows these fucking signs.
Well, they put them up in the hopes that when you go to vote, that's the only name you happen to see.
And then, like, yeah. So you just write it down. And then, like, I love the one, like I said, there was one. And again, the signs don't work because I don't remember who it was. But it was like, it was his name and then little signs that said, lower taxes, more jobs. It's like, oh yeah, okay. Should have been like golden toilets and automatic blowjob machines. Like, just.
I'm for that. Yeah.
I mean, like, if you're just gonna make shit up, like, okay, so lower taxes and more jobs. Can you get like more like generic of a campaign promise?
Yeah. Air for everyone.
You can breathe it. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's so fucking retarded.
You like food? Check it out.
All right. Well, you mentioned
corn.
I have one more political hate. And I was driving around with my lovely girlfriend on Saturday, and we came across these people that had a stand right at the side of a major intersection that had Impeach Obama. And it looked like a fucking lemonade stand. Like, it was a shitty little, like, rickety stand, and it had, like...
Were they handing out flyers?
It had a pic, and there was, like, seven people, and they had balloons, and they were holding big signs up, and...
Did anyone pull over and say, for what?
It said, impeach Obama, and that's what I said. I was like, okay, you might not like
him. But what are you going to impeach him for?
That's what I said, and
if you couldn't impeach George Bush for war crimes, impeach Obama
for
shit.
Well, I guess they want to, anytime I see somebody that's like terribly anti-Obama, my first thought is that they're racist. And
of course they are.
I mean, I know that's probably wrong to say, but like people at my work that are like diehard hate Obama haters, when I really ask them, like, about, like, what they have to say about, like, why don't they like him? Because, honestly, I voted for Obama, but there's a lot of stuff that he's done that I'm not real crazy about. And I think that his biggest problem, and again, I'm not trying to get this show into a political spectrum, His biggest problem is, like, he has no backbone, and he caters, like, he just crumbles to all these, like,
he tries
critics.
To compromise.
He tries to make everybody too happy, and he doesn't stand up for himself, in my opinion. That's my, and I'm not 100%.
But then he gets feisty, and then people say he's getting angry.
Again, he's in a no-win situation, in my opinion.
He walked into, like, the shittiest situation of
he
all
did,
time.
He did, and but again, I'm not, like, 100%, like, sold on him. It's so funny, like, the way politics works, because, like, if you're not, like, 100% in somebody's camp, and that goes for both sides of the field,
oh, yeah.
then you're, like, a loser, and you don't understand things. It's like, you can be, like, not 100% behind somebody. Like, I voted for Obama, but I don't think he's the greatest guy on the planet. You know, but the people, I'm getting off topic, the people at my work, when I ask them, well, why do you hate Obama so much? Because they're like, oh, fuck him, he's terrible, he's the worst president. Why do you hate him so much? It takes about three sentences before they say something fucking racist, and it's just like, oh. You know what I mean? It's like,
well, first of all, that monkey.
It's oh, like, it's like shit. Fucking, like, taking a fucking penny to a racist lottery ticket. Like, you scratch off,
cherry,
you scratch
bell.
Off the first two, and it's like cherry, bell, Sambo drawing. Oh, okay. Like, I get it now. You know, they'll be like, well, fucking Obama, he wasn't born in America, and then, like, you know, he's got this whole, like, black agenda. It's just like, oh, okay, like, what, like, but anyway.
$20, burning cross.
These, yeah, exactly. I mean, these people had a fucking stand, and I really wish, this was one of the moments that I was like, I almost wanted to call you guys, because I was like, dude, we should interview these fucking wackos. Because I, again, like, my main hate this whole thing wasn't that they wanted to impeach Obama, it's that they have so much free time on their hands, they, right. like, made these big posters, and they had a stand, and they were obviously there all day, because we went back.
All white?
Oh, of course. And they had, I forgot to mention, on these big posters, of course, and I'm gonna throw in a caveat I hate. I'm so sick of Hitler's image being overused. Everyone that's bad is Hitler all of a sudden.
I've like, seen that a lot. Like,
oh, it's everything. Know. Everybody's a Nazi. Like, Bush was a Nazi. Cheney's a Nazi.
It's getting old.
Use Darth Vader. Use somebody else that's
don't
evil.
Soil the good name.
I'm so. There's no good name of Vader after
Darth
a new trilogy.
Darth Vader! It was a story of redemption. That man saved his only begotten son.
I'm just saying. So, like, these idiots. Okay, well, he's Palpatine. These idiots on the side of the road had these giant signs, right? And they had Obama's picture, and they had the little Hitler stash. It's like,
he should grow one.
Okay, exactly. Why is Obama a Nazi? Like, the Nazi thing is so overused. Like, I really love to ask them, like. So how exactly is Obama like a Nazi? Like, specifically? And do you know what a fascist is? Because I really don't think you do. I think you've heard that word on Fox News a lot. But I don't, like, could you define it in three sentences? And you can't use the word fascist in your description. It's just like high school. Remember they told
you
that shit? You can't define a word but with the word.
You could probably show them a poster with the word fascist, the word F-A-S-H-E-S-T, and was a P-H-A-S-I-S-T, and then ask him which one's fascist.
I mean, but again, if they have this political recourse that they want to impeach Obama for what, I have no idea. I mean, you know, you could think the guy's not doing a good job, but, like, what has he done that's impeachable? You know?
He didn't get a blowjob.
Yeah, like, that was such a horrible thing. Yeah. But, I don't know. My biggest gripe is that who has this kind of free time? I wish I had this kind of free time.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
I come home, I do this show.
I tell you what, though, I wouldn't do that with my free time.
No, of course not.
No, I anything.
So anyway,
anything else.
Maybe.
Even if I didn't like
it. See, I doubt, I was going to say, like, maybe I should have done a little research and see if these people have a website. I doubt they do. I mean, if they're out on the corner of the street. Like, the other
lemonade
thing is,
stand doesn't smack a
place. Like, what is their end game in all this? Like,
impeach Obama?
And then Biden's president.
But,
great job.
You know what, though? Say what you want about Biden, and the guy's a fucking idiot, but, like, you would have some amazing sound clips if Biden was president. Did you hear a couple of weeks ago? Like, he was at some, like, Kush, you know, like, the vice president, just like the president. Sometimes they show up to, like, local businesses.
Right. Shake a hand,
and
kiss a baby.
They shake a hand, it's a photo op.
Right.
So, like, he said something about, what do you want, Biden said to this guy who, like, ran a pizzeria. He's like, oh, so what do you want to do with, what would you want me to tell Mr. Obama or something? And the guy's like, hey, why don't you lower taxes? And, like, They had cameras on. He said, I don't know exactly what he said, but he said something like that, like something right. pseudo-political. And Biden goes in to shake his hand. He's like, why'd you have to make me look like a fucking asshole?
Oh, that's awesome.
And like they had cameras on him. They had cameras on him and it picked the whole thing up. It was so fucking funny.
Biden's
and then what's great about the
Biden last, stuff.
The great thing about the whole story is so Fox News gets a hold of the guy that owns this pizzeria or whatever restaurant or bakery, whatever it right. was. So they get a hold of him.
Of course they do.
They get a hold of him and, oh, smartass. That's what he said. Anyway, it was a frozen custard stand. Moments here we go.
He's in the back, scooping custard for Collins and taking a few licks himself.
Yeah, he says lower our taxes.
A few minutes after the cops manager's comment on lower our taxes, there's another exchange.
Say something nice instead of being a smartass all the time.
Say something nice
instead of being a smartass all the time.
He's a grumpy old man.
All right, so mine was a little more extreme, but it's still funny. But anyway, Fox News got a hold of this guy that owned this frozen custard stand
Kroger.
That they did this fluff piece on. And Fox News was trying to, like, rile the guy up. Like, weren't you pissed off? And he was like, nah. He was like, I kind of spoke out of turn, and Biden was really nice after that. Like, it wasn't that big a deal. But it was so funny, the clip on Fox News, are like, but really? Like, they wanted another. Remember that Joe the Plumber asshole that came out?
Yeah, it wasn't actually a plumber.
Yeah, well, I hate.
Where is he? Is he dead yet?
I hate. That guy looks just like a plumber. Anyway, so anyway, back to my original point. Impeach Obama. Find out why. I don't know. Because he's black, I guess.
Submit your reasons to impeach
yeah,
Obama.
Yeah, there you go.
To TJ's.
That's a good idea. Post
Facebook.
Post on,
or the, on the mole on the mole Facebook.
On the mole hole Facebook, post why Obama should be impeached.
Photographing
and,
evidence
and
will
it
help,
doesn't
video
count.
Will.
It doesn't count if you start saying something about Popeye's chicken or watermelon.
Nothing racist.
Yeah,
you,
watermelon
you can
tax.
Legitimate reasons to impeach Obama. I will stay right here. The mole hole radio will get behind it.
Hello.
Mole hole.
Right. Anyway. My last hate.
Don't be racist, you dicks.
See, it's funny that you say racist, because this is sort of racist. You know what I hate?
It's talking to those dicks.
I'm talking to me.
Yeah.
No, it's not black people. Indians.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
All right, so let me tell you. Specifically...
Dots.
The Indians that run the Dunkin' Donuts near my house are assholes. I go in there closed every day, because let's face it, Dunkin' Donuts coffee is fucking delicious.
It's pretty
it is like the best
good.
Goddamn coffee.
It's really
it's
outstanding.
So good. So here's my first problem. If you, what are you playing Star Trek?
No.
If you so ask.
I'm gonna play against them.
Are you, stop it. If you ask for cream and sugar, they put so much goddamn sugar in
there. Oh,
that.
So much.
Oh my god, like,
I love sugary coffee.
I don't know how they drink coffee in fucking, I don't even know, what's the capital of India? India's
one city.
India's
town.
I don't know where they how they drink coffee in fucking Persia.
I don't know enough about India to prove that wrong.
Calcutta. That's in India, right? Calcutta?
It might be.
I don't,
so it's Bali.
Okay, Bali. I don't know.
Bali's its own. Wait,
I don't know how they drink coffee in Calcutta. But, like, you drink their coffee when you ask for sugar, and you can literally chew it. It's so great. It's like drinking coffee mixed with sand.
That sounds good.
It's disgusting.
It
is so fucking terrible. And then when you ask them, you're like, okay, because you've already been there once, and you already got fucked over by their fucking overzealous coffee shit, or sugar shaker, whatever the fuck they're doing.
Mm.
So you ask them, you're like,
you can't sugar your own coffee there?
No. They prepare it there, and they get, like, uppity if you ask for black.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
So anyway, listen.
How uppity?
More uppity than a black guy when they're out of fried chicken at Royal Farms. That's uppity. But anyway.
Great. Now we can impeach Obama.
I didn't know anything about Obama. He's half white. But,
Jesus.
Anyhow. So, when you ask for, like, just put, like, one sugar in it.
No.
Then they're like, what's wrong with sugar? They fucking said that to me.
What's wrong with sugar?
They go, what's wrong with sugar? I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, just one sugar, please.
No.
And yeah, it was that bad. So, okay. So then I was like, okay, just don't put any sugar in it at all.
Would you drink your coffee black?
That's what I said. I was like, just give it to me black.
What's wrong with sugar?
This is pretty much the conversation that I had.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm a customer. I don't need to get a fucking critique about how I'm drinking my coffee.
Give you what you asked
for. It was so weird. All right, so anyway. So I get past it. They finally just give me the coffee the way I like it.
Here you go, dummy.
Thank you. So next, I'm like, so what else? They're like, what else do you like? And I was like, can I have two donuts? And the guy behind the counter.
You want more sugar in them? Fruit?
So I just want an extra large coffee and two donuts, right?
Breakfast
sounds simple enough to me.
That's a simple breakfast. Yeah. It's good.
Which two donuts?
I like
that you didn't get the sugar in the coffee, but you got two donuts.
I don't want to chew my coffee.
Dunk your donuts in the coffee?
No.
I don't love that.
Man, how about cottage cheese in your coffee?
Jesus Christ. Really?
Fucking out of your goddamn mind?
I'm just thinking about chewing coffee.
That's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Gross. Anyhow.
Bring my French press down.
Where was
it? By the way.
If you're asking me two donuts, I go for chocolate frosted.
Cake?
No, regular. Mm-hmm. And toasted coconut. I love the toasted coconut.
I tell you what, my big one is the chocolate cake donut.
I like the chocolate. You like not the chocolate donut with the chocolate front. You like the chocolate cake.
The chocolate cake donut.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's
a solid donut.
That's that plus the Homer Simpson.
I usually don't like the cake donuts, but the chocolate frosted cake donut, I can go for.
Jelly donuts all day
long.
It's
the spring snitch for lunatics.
I don't like the jelly donuts.
Oh, God, I love it.
Especially with the powdered sugar.
I like the Boston cream.
I like the Boston cream.
Boston cream's
good. I like the lemon filled. Not so much the apple, yes to the raspberry.
I like the I like the non-powdery sugar, like the granulated sugar.
You can't do that. Prefer the powder.
The powder's so messy. Especially when you're eating it in the car, like I always do.
That's true. You're like, you got all coked up. You're coming in and everything's all fucked up.
Yeah, it's like 1986.
I know that game.
Yeah, it's like I'm the roadie for Nikki Six or something.
Nikki Six!
So anyway, hold on. So I asked for two donuts.
Right.
Right? So the lady behind the counter is like, she's like, well, six donuts is just $2. I guess they had a special.
How much was two donuts?
I don't know, like $2, I guess.
Well, dude, why don't you get the other four?
Because
donuts?
I'm not going to eat them.
Bring them to work.
I don't fuck them.
Bring them to that cute broad.
Which, they don't, she doesn't work in my office.
Oh, I was just making that up. I didn't even know there was a cute broad.
There's one. But anyway.
Give them to Anthony.
He doesn't work in my office.
Mail them.
Here's the thing. I just want two donuts.
Throw them at cars.
I just want two donuts. And she's like, well, do the Indian voice. I'll tell you what she says.
Okay.
She goes, okay. She goes, you know, you don't want six donuts?
You don't want six donuts?
And I'm like, no.
Wait, is this a woman?
It's a woman.
You don't want six donuts?
Nice.
And I'm like, no, I just want the two donuts. And she's like, she looks at me. She's like, you don't want six?
No, seriously, you want just six donuts?
And I'm like, no, I just eat the two and then throw the four away.
That's wasteful.
I don't want six donuts. And then she looks at me, and she says what Gogs just said twice.
Right.
And then I'm just like, just the two donuts, please. And she gives me, like, the long look.
Mm.
Like, she looks at me
for,
like...
She judged you.
Yeah, she looks at me a long time. And then, get this. This is the fucking coup de grace. Before she turns around to get the donuts, she fucking shakes her head.
Really?
She went, like, she shook her head. Like, how can you pass up this deal? You know what I mean? And here's
the thing. She had the extra four donuts. And throwing them on the fucking
Here's the
ground.
Thing, too, about Dunkin' Donuts. Like, you can't leave Dunkin' Donuts out for more than an hour without them getting stale as fuck. That's
true.
Probably why they're so happy to get rid of six of them, because they know by lunchtime those donuts
are
going to be stale as shit.
Mm.
But I couldn't believe it. She's like, so they're judging me how I drink my coffee. They're judging me how I fucking eat my donuts.
And how you purchase them.
It was insane.
And how you spend your money.
Yeah, it was nuts. Can you bring the wave back up?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I can.
I mean, I that's about it. It's just fucking politics, Sarah Palin,
smoke a fuck.
Impeaching Obama, fucking uppity Indians at my Dunkin' Donuts. That's all I hate. Gogs.
I hate that we need to speak nice about people after they die.
Oh, I hate that.
I mean, I really
hate What's the that. Difference? They're dead. Fuck them. If they were dicks when they were alive, they're dicks when they're dead.
Yeah. That's basically all, because that guy, that Ted Stevens, the man who brought us the glory, which is the internet is not a big truck, it's a series of tubes, passed away with eight other people in a plane crash in Alaska. That's a shame. I'm sorry for their families, I'm sorry for their loss, but at the same time, I'm not going to recant all of the mean things I've said about Ted Stevens, because the guy was a criminal.
I don't know enough about it. What did he do that was criminal?
He, like, accepted gifts, and he's just...
I remember him. Didn't he get, like, a bunch of, like, home improvements?
He stole stuff. God knows what else he's weaseled his way into over his incredibly long and corrupt Senate life.
Well, he's a politician. I mean, they're all crooked.
So, you know, people are like, you know, Ted Stevens was a great man. And maybe, who knows, maybe he was. But as far as I'm concerned, he was a doofus who said one of the best things we've ever heard about net neutrality. And then...
I heard
he was kind of an asshole.
I heard a funny quote,
and he got convicted. That's the best part.
He got convicted.
He got convicted, but then they threw it out because people said that the thing got tampered. But that was probably just people pulling the strings in the background. Regardless,
I heard a funny thing on the radio about him on the way home, and they're like, he was like the greatest Alaskan. That's like being the world's like strongest retard. Yeah. Like who cares?
I mean, greatest it's Alaskan. Like if someone
the greatest Alaskan.
Listeners, here's what I would like.
Like him and the guy from that movie Hidalgo. Anybody?
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So if when I die, if you hate me and you suddenly like after I die you start talking nice about me, I will come back and haunt the shit out of
you. But you were a nice guy.
But I don't give a shit. People probably still don't like me, and that's fine.
Nah, who could not like you?
I don't care.
I don't like you at all.
Fine. But just don't like me once
I'm
gone.
I'm gonna pee on you during your eulogy.
Super.
Wow. Impossible.
Who are we kidding? You know I'm gonna die first.
But regardless, just don't.
That's an interesting question.
What?
Out of the show, who's gonna die first and why?
Me. Deathpool. Maybe. Put it on the website.
Vinny?
Yeah.
Why are you going to die first? Why
I don't know. I'm going to have like some sort of anxiety heart attack.
How about we go around the room real quick? Who's dying first? We already said you.
Me,
Vinny
yeah.
says he dies first. Yeah. I think, oddly enough, I think I'm going to die first.
So do I.
Because I, first of all, I'm terribly unhealthy.
True.
I am an uncompromising risk taker.
Right.
Yes.
I fucking can't back down from a challenge.
You drink like a fish.
I drank myself stupid.
You drive afterwards.
Not so much anymore.
But you have.
In the past. I don't do that anymore.
Okay, well, still.
That's an awesome shirt.
No, thank you. What's the shirt?
It's awesome. Spider-Man shirt. It's fantastic. Gox, who do you think is going to die
you.
First? Me. Why? Because all of the things we just mentioned.
Yeah, those are pretty compelling arguments.
Yeah, if I'm going to die, if I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to hunt and kill you.
How are you going to hunt me if you're on your deathbed?
I'll put wheels on it. It'll happen.
It'd be great.
I'll put a hit out on you.
Hopefully, both of us will be on our deathbeds at the same time, and it'll turn into like a Series 7 kind of thing.
We're?
Why are you doing it?
Because I'm excited.
Nobody can hear you if you talk into your hand like that. Yes.
Like, we're like,
yeah,
any day now.
Yeah.
Can we have a duel?
Well, yeah.
Cool.
I think we should have like an arena battle.
I like it.
Yeah. I think
arena battles?
Now, I think what we should do is like, if we're both terminally ill.
Right. We go on a crime fighting rampage.
Can I finish?
Fine.
Can I finish?
This is what we should do. Okay. We hire two drivers
right.
to drop us off in two remote locations, but close enough where we can still get to each other on foot.
Uh-huh.
We're given GPS units, or both of us are, and each are given a random weapon, but there's weapons in between where both of us are.
Perfect.
And it's like Battle Royal.
I like
it's like a Battle Royal situation.
I also think that if we decide not to kill each other, because I don't know if I could actually bring myself to do it.
Nah, I can't.
We could fight crime in really dangerous ways.
I like that.
Like, we throw ourselves from helicopters with, like, guns into drug dens.
So we basically, like, live like the action movie stars that we've always wanted to be.
Like Dabney Coleman in that movie. Where he...
Dabney Coleman.
He's an actor.
Dabney Coleman?
Dabney. Look him up.
What other movies has he been in?
He was in one of the... He was in The Muppets Take Manhattan.
What?
He was in Cloak and Dagger.
He was in The Godfather.
Did you ever see Cloak and Dagger?
No.
Or maybe it was... Yeah, it's Cloak and Dagger.
What the hell is Cloak... Anyway, go ahead.
So, it was a lot like War Games.
Oh, I like
that. So, he had some movie where he was a cop, and he was told he's gonna die, like, terminal something, but his family wouldn't get his life insurance unless he died in the line of duty.
Oh, I like that.
So, he spent the entire time basically trying to kill himself.
Why don't they remake...
Fighting crime.
Why don't they remake that movie? That sounds like a good idea.
And then they find out in the end that... It was a misdiagnosis. Like, he didn't actually...
What's that movie called?
I forget. We'll look it up.
That sounds like a cool movie.
Yeah. So, we can do that.
Vinny.
What?
You have any more hates, guys?
No, I was really easy this week.
You hate anything, Vinny? Besides StarCraft?
Zerg. Nah. Are you pot committed to being Zerg?
Yeah, I really like Zerg. I'm bad at it.
Good.
What about the Protoss?
We're
talking about StarCraft 2, everybody.
Like, there's something about the Protoss that just seems a little too fairy-like for me.
A warping.
The colors. I don't like the way they look. Like, Zerg just looks neat. The Xenomorph type thing.
They look like bugs.
Yeah.
I always just thought the Zerg were the easiest.
There's a lot of micromanagement involved. Okay, we're killing this show. Okay, keep going.
What else we got? Silly bands. Let's talk about them. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Laughing my ass off?
No, silly bands. You know what I'm talking about? If you guys,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're like the most popular thing now. They're these rubber bands, right?
Oh, the ones that are shaped like something and you wear them as a bracelet?
Well, it's not, or girls put them in their hair.
But when you take them off, they form like an animal.
They form a shape. They got all kinds. They got fucking sports ones. They got comic book ones. They got fucking...
I've seen those. Yeah.
They're like the most popular thing ever now. Where did they come from?
Some Jack and Ape made them up.
Somebody's laughing all the way to the bank.
No, you know it. They're cashing out 25 cents at a time.
Anthony was telling me he's got guys at his work that are wearing them. Guys!
They're wearing silly bands?
Yeah!
That's really gay.
I can't lie, though. I bought some for Cynthia that were Marvel Comics. It's Spider-Man, Doctor Doom, the Hulk. But she's a girl. She's already wearing them.
She's a girl. I do like the idea of a Doctor Doom one.
It's pretty cool.
Doctor Doom.
But like a guy wearing them?
Stupid.
But like it's literally like one of these things where...
Roaches, dude.
It's one of these things where they were like nowhere.
Have you ever heard
of it? Like they were like the most popular thing ever.
They are all over like 7-Elevens and gas stations. Every time I go and buy something nowadays,
they're everywhere.
As I'm buying my delicious Java energy drinks.
You love those things. You want to give them a quick spot? Maybe they'll sponsor
Monster. If anyone who knows someone from Monster or whatever listens to this show for some reason, someone who's in marketing, if you could just send me a case a week of those Java Monster Russian energy drinks.
Oh, you like the Russian?
Oh, good God in heaven.
The Russian one's the hardest one to find. I go to 7-Elevens.
There's only one place that's got them. It's right down the road from here. I get
the rest of them. Good. I see a lot of Mean Bean.
Mean Bean is good.
And Mean Bean's vanilla.
Vanilla. Right? I've since figured that out.
I've seen a lot of Mean
Mocha Bean. Mocha Loca is good.
I see Mean Bean. I see Nut Up.
Nut Up, also good.
I never see the Irish one, and I never see the Russian.
Irish is not bad. Russian is outstanding. Original is good.
I never see Original.
Original is good.
But yeah, Monster Energy Coffee
Just
drink.
The Java. Java Monsters.
Well, it's the coffee. Yeah.
Oh, 200 calories for a tall boy? Yes!
Tall boy. What else? I think, Gogs, you watched it too. Daniel Tosh. It's from his show, but it's like a long...
I'm loving him more and more by the minute.
He's so great. He does a great show on Comedy Central. Tosh 2.0. Now, here's the thing that's funny about Tosh 2.0. Mm-hmm. I mean, besides the fact that it is a funny show.
It is just Tosh 2.0.
But it's a show where he comments on funny internet videos.
Yeah, the internet supplies him all the material.
But here's the thing that I find amazing. That show has been tried a couple of times. They have the internet clips, and then they have a guy trying to make...
Spike used to do something. It's like world's best internet clips or something.
Spike had one. E has one. G4 has one. Mm-hmm. And they've all failed. They're all terrible. But he's really funny.
Fucking hilarious.
And that show is really great. But he did, if you go to Comedy Central's website, and I have to thank Tim Pro for this, our great contributor, Tim Pro.
Thank him for everything.
Because, yeah, he's fantastic. But he sent it to me on Facebook. I guess he did a bit on Human Centipede, that fucking terrible movie that I reviewed a couple of weeks ago. He did a bit, and he reviews it, and it's really, really funny. But it's like a 20-minute long bit. And he literally goes through the entire movie.
Yeah, he really went over every detail.
Every single detail. And it's really, really funny. The only problem I have with it is his reaction to it is so funny, he almost makes Human Centipede seem watchable.
Yeah, you kind of want to see it.
Or something that you'd want to watch. But it's so bad. That movie was so fucking terrible.
One of the coolest things, or one of the funniest things, because I only really got into Tosh.0 in like the last couple of weeks. I've seen it a couple times. But I've only really started to pay attention to it recently, and one of the things we saw was, it's like, now we're like starting a new segment, we like to call old juggling bitch. It's just a clip of some street festival, and the camera pans left. It's just this old woman just juggling.
Old juggling bitch.
Oh, it was 20 seconds. It was gold.
Also, while we're talking about Daniel Tosh, he's got a stand-up DVD. I don't know what
we're
it's
going
called.
To see him live, by the way.
Wait, who is?
Me and Laura.
That's awesome.
When?
We sent out an email. Nobody responded, so.
What was that?
To Tosh?
Yeah, dude.
You said when?
Yeah.
I'm calling bullshit.
No, that's Laura.
You sent an
Call
email.
Bullshit to
when are you going?
Face.
You sent.
I want to see.
You sent
that.
An email.
I'll
out.
Give her my knife first.
You sent an email about Lewis Black.
Nope. This is Tosh.
Well, anyhow, he's got a stand-up DVD that's available instant streaming on Netflix. I forget what it's called, but it's really, really funny.
Send him a Gmail.
It's hilarious.
I don't know.
But anyway, everybody go watch his stand-up special.
Old Jungle Bitch.
Go watch the Human Centipede review, because it's really funny. Even if you haven't seen the Human Centipede movie, which I recommend that none of you actually see, because I hated it. I hated every minute of it, and through the end of it, I was fast-forwarding through it. It was that bad.
If Tosh was in the title of that email, I did not receive it.
But anyhow.
I'm going to ask your wife.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good call on that.
Such is my desire to know.
And, so, Vinny.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the actor Lawrence Fishburne?
I am.
He was,
chubby motherfucker and predator.
He was Morpheus in The Matrix. He was in Boys in the Hood.
Sure was.
He was the cowboy in, Pee Wee Herman's, TV show.
Wow. Was he really?
Yeah, remember that, like,
I mean, I remember the show.
Remember the black cowboy?
Get the fuck out.
He was on the TV show? That was Larry Fishburne.
How about Larry? Guys, good old Larry.
The guy's had a pretty big career. I would say he's pretty big actor, no?
Yeah.
Well, his daughter is
I heard about
in
that.
Porn.
I never go with this. Yep. Apparently, Larry's not too happy.
He's not too happy. Now, here's the thing that's kind of fucked up about it. And of course, you know me. I'm not going to have any problem with his daughter doing porn. I love porn. My problem is, and you might want to pull a picture up with this, Vinny, if you could, just for your own personal reaction, if you can mind. His daughter looks just like him.
Really? I didn't take a look at her face.
No, she is weird looking. And the funny thing is, she says that she's going to get famous because, like, she says she's taking cues from, like, you know, Kim Kardashian and what's the other
one?
Oh,
God, really? Is that her?
Well, pull up one of the, like the porno type. Yeah, that's her
right
there.
Oh, my, she does look just like
him. She looks exactly like him.
Ooh, I don't want to see that anymore.
Yeah, she's weird looking.
Oh, gross.
But the thing is, like, she says that she's gonna, that's like a picture from the porno.
Yeah,
right there.
No thanks.
She is saying that she's gonna get famous because of, you know, the Kim Kardashians and the, Paris Hiltons that came before them.
So this is her plan.
But the thing is that, I mean, it's a stupid plan, right? Like,
Not a good one.
Do you feel that she's gonna get any kind of notoriety because of this?
Talking about Morpheus' daughter?
Yeah, Gogs, I'm glad you came back. Do you find this girl attractive at all? I think she looks exactly like...
Lawrence Fishburne.
Have you seen a picture of her?
I think she's actually
Vinny,
that bad
pull up the picture, or pull up that picture on the right.
Hang on, I'm under attack.
Oh, god damn
it. Well, I'm under attack!
Why don't you just pause
it?
What
do you want me to
single
do?
Player
How do I
game?
Pause
hit menu.
It? How do I do that?
Or escape.
So, F10.
There you go.
All right, where am I going?
Jesus Christ.
I was under attack!
No,
I thought you knew computer.
The left here.
Which one?
That one, right there.
I don't think she's bad looking.
I think
she
looks
smart on her boobies.
I think she looks like fucking Larry Fishburne. I think she's weird looking.
What's her name?
I don't
know. Montana. That's what he gets
so,
for being her Montana.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
So Larry Fishburne offered she's doing this porno through Vivid Video, you know, the very famous porn distribution company.
And, you're not allowed to have any of those.
Good call.
And
I'll eat them though.
Apparently Larry Fishburne tried to buy every copy of the DVD so that it couldn't get out.
Well, it's kind of like a father defending his daughter and kind of creepy.
Well, the funny part of the story is, apparently she had done porn before that he didn't know about, so he decided to fucking take
that
back.
That's not bad looking.
I mean, I'd watch it.
I don't know.
You'd watch it.
She doing the Morpheus voice?
I mean, I'd watch it, but I wouldn't enjoy it. I mean,
we were the ones
I mean,
that
I just,
scorched the sky.
I watched some video of this
10,000 years ago.
Before the time of Sigourney Weaver.
I've watched all kinds of porn. I watched this guy fucking Snake once. I mean, it was, oh yeah.
Really?
It was like this really weird hillbilly guy.
I would not watch that.
I don't think that's possible.
I just wouldn't watch.
I could probably find it for
I'd
you.
I'd watch that.
It was gross. And you know what's weird? Like, so, it was
the snake fuck him?
No. So he had this big like snake, like a I don't know. Like huge, like feet long, like a boa constrictor.
Python.
Like a python, yeah.
like a, you know, like what you see in like a, I don't know, whenever you see like snakes on TV, like they're on really, like really, really big. Right. Like probably over 10 feet long. Huge snake. So it's this big fat redneck and his big fat girlfriend, wife, fucking sister-in-law, who knows. And they're banging. And there's this snake, like, slithering around her the whole time while he's banging. So then all of a sudden he grabs, like, the back end of the snake. This is the best part.
Wrapping around his hog.
No. Get this. So I'm showing my ignorance. I don't know how snakes' anatomies work.
They got wieners and vaginas.
They throw up their kids.
Yeah, well, they're like...
their eggs come out of their mouth.
Well, I guess they have snaky vaginas, because he... Or a snaky butthole or something. Because he, like, grabs the snake... And he starts licking it. And then, like, he, like, kind of works his way into an opening and then puts his cock in it. It's so weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It was really gross. I mean, I finished up and I was like, ew, what did I do?
Have one.
Let me feed you one.
No. I don't want it now.
Jam it in his mouth.
Damn it. No. This is not good radio.
Let me see that big old knife.
No.
Your wife's buying tickets, by the way, for us.
Don't give him the knife.
Apparently the email was never sent.
Oh, snap. When is the show?
November 6th.
I want to go. Well, wait. I better ask.
$35.
Yeah, I better ask.
Oh, you're in a real relationship now.
Well, I'm sure she's going to want to go because she loves Daniel Tosh.
I just told Laura to buy me 2 tickets, and if me and Liz can't go for some reason, I'll just hawk them or I'll just...
Well, if tickets are on sale, I'll just order them. So.
But you want to sit together.
Yeah. Well, maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, please. That hurts. The guy that tries to stab me all show, and now he's all fucking emotional about shit.
Well, I don't stab you emotionally.
All right, you put the way back up.
I'm not stabbing your feelings.
But yeah, I don't know about Larry Fishburne's daughter. Maybe we should have a viewing party and then review it.
All right. Okay.
I think it's out, so maybe you could check the interwebs and see if you can find it. See. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm sure it's in one of those stories.
One Night in Fishburne.
One Night in Morpheus.
Yeah. One Night in
Morpheus
guys.
Orifice.
You take the red pill, which is the morning after pill, or you... I don't know.
That's the anal nitrate. Yo.
You know, last
anal
week...
Anal nitrate.
Last week you talked about your hatred of Congress.
It's true.
But you never really explained it to anybody on the show. You know, we never really got into it.
Right.
Why do you hate Congress so much?
They don't ever seem to do anything.
Well, neither do Carpenter.
What? But bump.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, but I mean,
carpenters do a lot. We love
exactly. Like you listen to a. You ever watch C-SPAN or listen to news radio or anything? Like I listen to NPR a lot.
Okay.
And they're always interviewing senators or congressmen or people.
Sure.
And all they do is bitch about they shift blame, and the entire time it's just posturing. It's like it's become so partisan that I'm pretty sure. Like, a Republican wouldn't vote for a Democratic idea, even if it would help, just because they wouldn't want to support a Democrat, and vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
I sincerely feel that despite what they're saying, they don't have the people's best interest in mind.
Oh, I agree.
I think all they have in mind is keeping their jobs and keeping up controversy, if they never have to make a decision, like, if they never have to follow anything through, then when it goes wrong, they have nothing, they're blameless. So as long as they never get anything done, no one can complain about them screwing something up other than the fact they never get anything done. And they can just say they don't get anything done because the other side won't let them. I would really just wish, it's funny because you see those commercials for like Nextel.
Sure.
They connect and it's like the firemen are all like, if firemen were in Congress, and they're like.
Right.
It's like, what do you guys want to do about taxes? Lower them.
Right.
All
right.
Click. Perfect. How hard was this?
Right.
You know, seriously. I mean, I just wish I could go into the halls of Congress with just a big kettle drum and just beat on it and scream, do something!
Yeah.
Like, literally do anything. I mean, you have people that are so quote-unquote passionate about the other side not getting a bill through.
Shave your arm with that.
Okay. So you have like, people that are so passionate about the other side not getting, like, a bill or a measure through that they'll sit there and read the phone book to filibuster it.
They'll do that.
Like,
right.
Why won't they just... Fucking, oh my, sweet heaven.
It's very sharp.
It's incredible. He's taking the skin off.
Yeah.
There it goes. So.
There it goes.
That nigga, hell of a knife.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish. I wouldn't be mad if, like, everyone, and I guess it's
my old, like, as I'm getting older, I'm realizing that everybody blames the president. Everybody yells at the president. Even
he's
when
just a figurehead.
He really has no power.
None whatsoever.
Bush honestly didn't have any power.
Apparently we should impeach him.
Apparently we should impeach him. But it wouldn't make any difference because Congress is so full of moral, and they just stalemate everything. And they just don't do anything.
Why wouldn't they?
And all they, I mean, they vote, I think they, first of all, I don't think that they should be allowed to vote themselves a raise. Ever.
No. Yeah,
that
seems kind
of... Ever! I think the people should vote them a raise. Make it performance-based.
I think we should get into Congress so we can get those sweet pension plans.
Yeah, then there's that.
Mm-hmm. $90,000 a year for the rest of
their lives. For the rest of their lives. You should not get any money when you leave.
No. Nope.
And people say, well, then people will just be trying to look for that payday at the end. They're already looking for that payday at the end.
That's the only reason they're there.
That's the only reason they are there in the first place. That's why I'm pro-term limits for everyone. Fine. Supreme Court, you can keep doing your thing because no one gives a shit about the Supreme Court unless one of them dies or passes away or leaves. But Congress, the president, you should get... Everyone should be limited to... Okay, I like the idea. What was it? House of Representatives, you're in there for 2 years, right?
Right.
So, Congress, you're 6. President, you're 4. President, 2 terms, limited, perfect. Love it. Congress, 2 terms. 12 years to do your thing. House of Representatives, I'll give you 6 tries. 12 whole years to do something. And then you're gone. I don't care what pet project you have or whose special interest cock you've been stroking for the last however many years waiting for that sweet, glistening wad of cash and God, semen to come at you.
Stroking your cock for years, it seems like it would get sore and raw.
No, not with the kind of lube they use.
Yeah, that's maybe true. You should, yeah, it's lube.
Do a little research. Oh.
Slave blood and, you know, blood diamonds and such.
Blood.
And foreign oil. These are all the things.
Jerking off with blood diamonds.
Yeah, foreign oil.
The blood from the diamond.
Ah. Foreign oil, blood diamonds, and the tears of poor brown people from around the world make the best lube.
It's really good.
Mm.
I don't know if you've ever tried it.
Well, so that's why
always warm.
If Congress could just get something done every day, I would change my life. If every day they're like, here's a bill, here's just how it's going to help America. This isn't like the endowment for the pedophile arts. This is like, check it out, we're funding schools. Check it out, we're passing environmental reforms that don't just take effect in 20 years.
Right.
Like, anything they do pass doesn't happen till 2015.
So that's why we here at the Mulhole Radio endorse Goggs to run for public seat. And that's why we had that commercial last week. We just forgot to talk about it.
He's gonna unfuck what's fucked.
Give me my slogans. Hand me my slogan sheet.
I can't read.
Yeah, okay, they're all over there.
So, regardless, I'm going to, yes, the things I promise, first of all, if you elect me, to whatever state, I don't particularly care, I will promise I will only serve 2 terms. No matter how much you love me. I'll go to another state, maybe I'll serve there. And then represent someone else's interests. But things I will do. I will punch the Constitution through your neck. The rest of them are gone.
What about the, you can't spell liberty without ire?
You can't spell liberty without ire.
You can't
That's
do
a
it.
Good point.
I mean, you could.
Right.
You're going to
punch
wrong,
the Constitution
though.
Through your neck.
Eat a dick, doucher. That's my other, that's going to be my main bumper sticker.
That'd be your argument?
Did you hear? Eat a dick,
doucher.
Did
you hear about, and I don't know what she was running for. She was some local, election.
Mm.
But she was, you're allowed to, I guess, when you're running as an independent, you're allowed to, like, put a little blurb about yourself on the ballot.
Right.
And her blurb was not the white man's bitch.
I like that.
And they, like, made her.
Honest.
They made her change it.
Oh.
That seems not the white man's cunt.
Yeah, oof. Mm. All right. Enough politics.
Done.
Just a quick little fact that I read today. Given an independent study, they say in the U.S., young women are growing boobs as early as 7 years old.
Awesome.
My quick question to you, and I'm just going to throw it around the room. Should they lower the age of consent because these chicks are going to be so hot and so young? Vinny.
No, I'm having a fucking daughter.
I forgot.
Give me that knife. Give me that knife.
Oh, yeah. Gox. Oh, whoa. Careful. That's not even funny.
It's a little funny.
I was just kidding. But, Gox.
No, it'll ruin the thrill.
I already said mine. What am I going to say now?
All right, next.
you totally missed my joke.
He's a little worried here.
Did you hear what I said?
No, he's got a knife and that fucking knife pointed at me.
I said, no, it'll ruin the thrill.
That is funny.
Honestly, should they lower the consent?
They shouldn't.
No, why? Oh, I thought we were...
Well, there is a weird...
We're making a jokey...
There are some wacky consent laws.
I don't want any actual thought put into this. It was a goofy...
There are some wacky consent laws out there.
There are.
Such as?
Like, no, it can't. Some places, like, your parents can, like, green light it.
What?
Like, the age of, like, 14 and shit like that.
Ugh.
And some states have age of consent as low as... I don't know if it's as low as 15.
Really?
But they have some... There's some low ones.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
It's, Utah?
I don't know. It's creepy and it's weird.
Well,
it's, you know.
So anyway, you
just wrap it up, kids.
If I'm gonna be really fucked up if there's some 8-year-old girl that walks down the street and she looks like Katy Perry.
Just give her another 10 years.
That's a crime against nature.
She's not gonna have. Not gonna happen. Not gonna.
I would just like to see Katy Perry walk down the street.
She's such a topless. God, she's
so pretty though.
I like to replace her head with like a 32-inch plasma TV.
No, but her head's good. her face is very pretty.
She has those dummy eyes. What? Like behind those eyes, there's crazy. Nothing going on, and that hurts me inside.
Katy Perry, she's hot as hell.
Dummy eyes.
Who cares? You have the oddest dummy eyes. How is she a dummy eye?
Look her in the eye and tell me she's not a dummy.
Gorgeous.
What's her new song? It's like
I mean, all her songs are bad. Yeah, she's hot as hell, right?
What's her song?
Wrong.
Look at her.
What's her song?
Titties?
Milk Lemonade.
Oh, okay. that was funny. That was a look at those things.
Dummy eyes. I mean, her body's rocking.
Her whole face. Everything's awesome. Rocking. She's gorgeous.
God, you've never been more wrong.
I mean, she's fucking gorgeous.
That's what I'm saying.
She's a fucking. Look at that one in her underpants there on the left in the black and white.
In the underpants.
Underpants.
Yeah, guys.
Look at that.
Very wrong.
All right. She's pretty banging. Fine. Fine.
Anyway.
Fine, Katy Perry. Katy I accept Perry. You for who you are.
I mean, her music is awful. Don't get
me wrong. She's not good. She has music?
Milk Lemonade bad. Around the
she
back.
She did that Kiss the Girl. That was her big...
I love that song.
Really?
I like it.
Well, she wrote that.
Great.
I mean, the best thing about her is that she realizes that she's, like, just sexy. And, like, she's always, like, half naked wherever she's at. Like, she's
at, still with that Russell Brand film?
Yeah, they're married. She's at, like, the Nickelodeon's Kids Choice Awards in, like, a fucking see-through tank top.
Just,
like,
you gotta
love it. Oh, she's in this new video. I saw the GIF on the internet where, like, she's in this bra that's, like, shooting out whipped cream. Like, I mean, if anything, it's kind of funny that she gets it.
Yeah.
Like, she knows, like, her, you know.
If I was a hot bra, I'd flaunt it.
Well, she knows it's not gonna last. I like the fact that, you know, a lot of these, like,
her looks are fleeting.
Well, no, I just mean, like, her fame. Not necessarily her looks, but, like, you know what I mean? Like some of these,
you
like...
You think she legitimately thinks she only has a couple of minutes left?
Yeah, I do. I think her attitude...
That's a close shave.
I think her attitude about the whole thing, like how she is embracing that she's basically just this big sex symbol, I think that shows it. You know what I mean? You have, like, these, like, Britney Spears and stuff in the beginning of their career. They act like... No one, like, they're always talking about, oh, nobody focuses on my singing.
I've never seen Aguilera. She kind of embraced her skankiness.
Well, she can sing, too.
But she can actually sing, yeah. So surprise.
It's a little weird. Surprise. But anyway, I don't know. I mean,
she's a.
I like Katy Perry, but it's because she's so fucking hot. I mean, she's like, I don't know.
Roach dance.
Dark hair, blue eyes, big tits. I mean, that's fucking perfect.
I'm so screwed.
Anyway, what can you bring that way back up? I have no memory. I'm sorry. Medal of Honor. New Medal of Honor game's coming out. A little video game.
Yeah.
Talk. Apparently, you can play as a Taliban. Your thoughts on that, Gogs?
Play as a Taliban in multiplayer. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I don't really think it's that big a deal.
Everyone's like, I was reading Kotaku today.
Yeah, that's where I found the article.
And I don't, I mean, sometimes Kotaku's articles get a little too preachy for me.
Kotaku's argument was that the developers should have stuck up more about...
Stuck up for what? There's no controversy. Yeah, no one's calling for a ban. No one's pressuring anything.
The article was misleading because the way I read it, the way the headline was written, I thought that, I forget exactly what the headline said, but it was something about causing waves being the Taliban. So before I read the article, I thought that maybe EA had pressured them to change it so you couldn't play the Taliban.
Well, if you read the article and then you read the responses,
yeah,
it's like no one read the article or at least understood it.
Right, I did, and it was like the article said nothing. Like there was no, it's like you said, there was no controversy, and I guess somebody a reporter, one of the
PlayStation 3 magazine asked.
Yeah, they asked. How do you feel about, or they asked, how do you think people are going to react to playing the Taliban? And the developers were like, well, it's just a video game.
Right.
And Kotaku wasn't happy with that response. They said that they should have, like, stuck up and talked about video games as art, and I don't understand where they're...
Now, here's my
thing. I didn't really understand the article, to be honest with you.
If there was a level in the game where you played as the Taliban...
That's a little much.
And then you go through the action...
That would be much.
That's, well, I mean, that's pushing the envelope. This is just talking about as the multiplayer you would play as the Taliban. Well, of course, you're not going to have Marines shoot Marines.
Well, and the thing, well, yeah, and the thing is, I mean, you can't play, I mean, you don't explicitly play the Taliban.
No, you do.
And, well, no, I'm just saying, in Call of Duty, there's a...
Oh, yeah, it's the insurgency.
There's an army that's like the insurgency. It's obviously, I mean, there's...
Yeah, this one's supposed to be controversial because this is actually based on, you know...
But I mean, like,
fighting in
World War II games, you play Nazi, so what's the difference?
That's what I said.
You know, I don't
know. No Russian. That level in Call of Duty 4 where you walk through an airport and shoot innocent people.
Well, that did cause a lot of controversy.
Well, that was a controversial thing. That at least had a little meat to it. Yeah. This is a multiplayer skin.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So fuck them.
But I was just wondering if there was any controversy on our end? Do we feel that there is any problem with it?
I think I was waiting for someone to respond to my post on Kotaku. I was like, am I missing something here? There's nothing.
I felt
there's
like,
nothing to be up in arms about.
It was almost like I hate to keep bringing up Fox News, but it was almost like a Fox News tactic. Like they almost like were trying to make a story to incite people.
Making a story out of nothing,
and it was really nothing.
Speaking of video game stuff, though,
yes.
I know my pick 'em last week was StarCraft 2.
Yes.
If you guys are StarCraft fans, check out the mods that people have made for this game.
Already mods.
They have released, in your folder, Vincent,
Yeah. There
is a StarCraft 2 editor. Not just a map editor, a game editor. Someone's made a third-person zombie-killing shooting game. Someone's basically made Metal Slug.
Wow.
They made all this. Someone made a game like Spore. Someone's made a game like Tetris. Just
how did they
using,
make a first-person game?
Well, it's like a third-person shooter as a ghost.
Oh wow! That's
and the camera's like right, like they gave you.
That's awesome.
They gave you all the keys to the palace. You can take that engine, and you can do whatever the
that's
fuck
awesome.
You want.
That's really cool.
So there's all of these neat mods coming,
and
out.
It's all free, I guess. It's because
for
like,
now it,
comes it
is.
With the
some
game.
Of them might come. Well, the editor is completely free. Some of these mods and maps will probably end up costing money in the end because, like, what is it? Warcraft 3 had that mod. Defense of the Ancients.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which was just a user mod game.
Right.
Its own rule set and everything that became huge.
Well, I mean, if you remember, I mean, Counter-Strike was a huge game for a long time.
You're right.
I'm dating myself, but that was originally a Half-Life mod.
Right. Wasn't Team Fortress the same thing?
Yep.
So I love that. That's why Blizzard and Valve will always
have a place. Well, Team Fortress was a mod by developers. Slightly different. But yeah, I mean, more or less.
But if you get a chance, go check out some of these videos. They are fucking... The things they've made this game do... It's like, it's an RTS game, and they've made it just do all sorts of crazy shit.
And the cool thing about it is that it's so early on. God only knows what people are going to do next.
Yeah. Well, people were working on this. They released those tools during the beta.
Oh, okay.
So people have been working on it for a little
bit.
They've had the chance to work on it.
And I know that I don't know why, just the creativity kind of brought it up. I know you weren't a big fan of the first one, but Little Big Planet 2 for PlayStation 3, I don't know if you've been following.
It's the same thing. It's the same kind of tool set.
But they've said that, I mean, the first Little Big Planet was cool, but you essentially, and the whole meat of it, if you haven't played the games, was Little Big Planet, you could create your own levels, and they're like side-scrolling levels, like a Mario.
Yeah.
Like a Mario type game. Well, this one, they're giving you 3D tools, so you can make, like, shooting games, fucking...
You can make shmups, you can make kart racers,
it's
you
fucking
can make
ridiculous.
RTSs.
It's ridiculous. Like, they already have a make, like, I guess they were showing it off, and there's a really popular Flash game out now called Limbo, and somebody made it. And then they're saying that...
That's like an Xbox Live arcade.
They said that somebody's made Shadow Complex in Little Big Planet 2.
That's absurd.
I mean, that's crazy.
They made a Final Fantasy turn-based RPG in the StarCraft 2 engine.
That's really?
Yeah. Yes.
That's wild.
It's really the fact that Blizzard gave people the opportunity to do this, I think is awesome. And the fact that people are just, and I went through and I tried to mess with the thing.
It's probably very complicated.
It is a fucking absurd.
Yeah.
But if you're like if you're a guy trying to get into video games and development, I would imagine this is a fucking,
you know, and you never know. I mean, if you make like a really good mod, who knows if like you don't get noticed, then you could
turn it into a career. Stranger things have happened.
Headshot.
Anyway, a couple more little pieces of nerd news, and then we'll bid you guys fond farewell.
Fucking adieu.
Kick-Ass 2, Mark Miller went on, I believe, his own website and spoiled a little bit of what that's going to be about.
Right.
They've already signed him to do another... Or they haven't signed Mark Miller. He's a consultant, but they've already... Kick-Ass 2, the movie, is already in production.
Fuck up their fucking economy, dude.
Which I'm very happy about. We all at the show love the movie. I love the comic. Did you ever read the comic?
No.
Comic's really good.
Kill their STDs.
Anyway, Kick-Ass 2 is going to basically be about Hit Girl coming out of retirement.
How far after the events of the first movie?
Like 6 or 7 years. So she'll be like a teenager, I guess.
Oh, wow.
That
means it's not going to be the same chick.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see what they're going to do in the movie. But
this is
just stuff what he's talking about. So who knows? Like, but he also said that the villain will be the Red Mist. Just like in the comic and just like in the movie, they definitely tip their hat that the Red Mist will be back. Now, here's the thing that I like, the little...
Now, the comic doesn't exist. There's no new Kick-Ass story.
Going to be.
Oh, there's going to be.
It's called Balls to the Wall. Kick-Ass Balls to the Wall.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
And I guess it's going to be out before the movie, but if anyone's a comic fan, they know that who knows how close it'll be till the movie comes out, because Mark Miller is...
Didn't the comic just barely finish before the movie came out?
About 2 months. Yeah, that's pretty bad. But, anyway, Mark Miller said that Red Mist will be back, and the idea is that, you know, Hit Girl and Kick-Ass has killed his entire family. Just like in the movie and the comic, pretty similar.
I just watched the movie again the other night. What happened to Red Mist's mom?
I don't remember.
She wasn't...
I don't think she was in the movie.
She was.
Oh.
She was there for breakfast.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Fair enough. Keep going.
I don't remember. She wasn't that important that I remember, but...
She never showed up again.
I don't think she really paid attention to the comic, too, either. But anyway, so Red Mist is... He plots his revenge, and he goes off to be a better supervillain. And I guess he... Mark Miller says, and this is in true Miller fashion, Miller says that, you know, he goes off to train and be a better martial artist and be, like, a smarter person. But what happens is, with all his money, he just becomes, like, this raging drug addict and goes crazy. And then he hires what he thinks are, like, these new supervillains to go take him down. And he said it all culminates in, like, this big brawl that happens in New York. And he said that his idea is that it's kind of reminiscent of the Warriors.
Like, nice.
There's going to be, like, these supervillain gangs that are going to be coming after Kick-Ass and Hit Girl. I guess Kick-Ass will be in it.
What were the baseball ones called?
Furies.
The Baseball Furies.
I love Warriors.
They had the best face paint.
You know, that's a movie I'm surprised they haven't remade yet. I mean, I'm glad they haven't, but
give them time.
It's probably right around the corner.
Give them time.
So that's cool. In other Mark Miller news, he wrote and is currently writing, I should say, a comic called Nemesis, which is really good. So far, it's only 3 issues deep, but I really like it. Nemesis is the story of... I boil it down to its simplest form. It's about evil Batman. It's about a guy whose dad was running, like, a hostel club. Like, he was running a hunting club that was hunting people.
Like that.
And one day, these badass inspectors, like, busted in and sent his dad to jail to rot. Or actually, I'm sorry, his dad killed himself before he could be taken in. And his mother went to jail and ended up dying in the electric chair. So he, like, took all this vengeance on police and spent his whole life training himself to take down police.
I like that.
And he's just like Batman. I mean, he has, like, tons of money, he has gadgets, and he's, like, really smart, and he's just like Batman. And what he does is he goes to, like, each, like, area, like, every big area. Like, the beginning of Nemesis, he starts off in Hong Kong, and he goes after, like, the biggest inspector. And he, like, literally just systematically, like, destroys him. Like, he commits all these huge crimes, but he's kind of like the Riddler. Like, he leaves him clues, and then at the end, he kills the inspector. So what he does in fucking Nemesis, in the first issue, he goes to America. He hijacks Air Force One and then gets on like the network news and's like, I'm going after this cop, like the head cop in Washington DC. So that's and again, we're only so many issues deep, so I can't tell you much more than that. But that's what Nemesis is about. And I think it's going to make a really awesome movie. And who I think is a very solid director, and Tony Scott is attached to direct it. Tony Scott directed True Lies. He directed Man on Fire. He directed Top Gun, I think. Pretty sure he directed Top Gun.
Ridley?
No, Ridley didn't direct Top Gun. I think Tony Scott directed Top Gun.
Well, either way.
He did Domino.
Domino wasn't that great.
He did Pelham.
It looked like it was going to be good.
Yeah. I like Domino.
He did what? He did that, the taking of Phlegm 1, 2, 3.
And then there's the new one with Captain Kirk and Denzel Washington.
Captain Kirk and Denzel Washington?
Well, New Kirk.
The
guy. Where it's about it's a runaway train just tearing ass down the tracks.
Well, besides all his bad things, he has made some
He's made some good movies. The ability. Which one did Gladiator?
That's Ridley Scott.
Some bitch.
I mean, you could say
Ridley.
You could say Ridley's made some shit movies, too. Probably. That new Robin Hood movie?
Gladiator 2 still great part.
It was terrible. And you know what's funny about that Robin Hood movie? It's a 2.5-hour prologue that sets up a sequel. Like, I guess they want to make, like, this Robin Hood trilogy out of it. Anyway. But anyway, Tony Scott's going to direct Nemesis. I think it's a little premature, I guess, for me to say that I like the comic, because the comic's not over yet. Mm-hmm. But so far, I mean, did you like that premise? I think it's a cool premise. So.
I like bad guy movies.
Yeah, and I like, I just generally like Mark Miller. I like what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, The Expendables comes out this weekend.
Pretty excited.
I think everybody here wants to see that.
You said it's getting shitty reviews.
It's advanced reviews, not so good.
Mm.
But, I mean, how can I not see this movie? We're all raised on 80s action.
It's every 80s hero and 90s hero.
And you know what? And we've talked about this before. I kind of like old Stallone. He brings like this... He looks like a guy that's lived this hard life. And there's something compelling about old Sylvester. I love him.
Get it, Joe. Let's get it. It's all over me.
My biggest problem with The Expendables and, like, it's not the cast. I bet you it's going to be directed really cheesy. Like, I bet all
you
that...
You think?
Well, no, I mean in a bad way. Like old action movies, like, the reason you like them, the action sequences were still filmed well. Everything nowadays is all, like, cuts and, like, you never
shaky
really...
Shaky cam.
Shaky cam and explosions. You never actually see anything anymore.
Like Kick-Ass.
And I'm worried that... Exactly. Kick-Ass... Well, Matthew Vaughn, the guy that directed Kick-Ass, great director. He's going to direct the next X-Men movie.
Boulders.
Very excited about that. But I want to see it. I don't think it's going to be very good. Honestly, if I had to recommend seeing a movie this weekend, I would recommend Scott Pilgrim because I fucking love that movie. I
would like to see that.
But Scott Pilgrim was great. I got a chance to see that. I talked about that last episode. But that's the show for me, guys. You guys got anything to add? Or
I have something. I got it.
Vinny's getting killed.
We lose on medium to the computer.
Yeah, I'm gonna hand you your own dick.
Vinny, do you have anything to say to our fans?
Yeah, fuck this game.
You fuck StarCraft 2, even though it looks awesome. I really want to play it.
Losing.
I need to get some money together and buy a new computer. Well, anyway, Gogs, sign us off.
Later, fruits.
Bye, everybody. We love you.
Vote for me.
That's right.
Bye-bye.